Welcome to This Offensive Line.
Hello, welcome back to This Offensive Line. Let's start off with an apology. We've not had a podcast in 8 weeks due to myself being ill with tonsillitis. It's been very difficult to speak, and then obviously Christmas time happened and we thought let's just regroup at the end of the regular season, get into the playoffs, talk about all the things that happened during the regular season that surprised us, disappointed us, talk about who got fired from their jobs. Which
who got fired?
We shouldn't celebrate, but you know, it's these people get a lot of money and they're going into another job somewhere down the line. Obviously, the assistants don't make as much money, but they'll bounce around and stuff.
I like the line of he's going upstairs.
Yes, that one also happened. Yeah, so we have a little thing that we're going to go through. What else have we got to go through here? Oh, they announced the home teams for the international games in London and Germany.
Yep.
So we'll get into that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have an in-depth look at the playoffs.
Yes.
I say in depth. We'll talk about some games and then that'll be
it. I can
do
my pick because I've been meaning to do it, so I can do my picks to the Super Bowl. What is my pathway to the Super Bowl, is it called?
The pathway to the Super Bowl. Yeah. No, I think it's pathway to the draft that they use. But pathway to the Super Bowl works. Yeah, okay. We'll go through it.
I'm sure it's not a path to the Super Bowl.
The road to the road Super Bowl. Yes, it's the road to the Super Bowl.
I knew it was something.
There was some way of getting to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And it's a road.
It's not like yeah. It's a boat to the Super Bowl or anything like that.
No, that train has sailed. Okay. So, let's get into it. Where do we want to start?
I don't know. I don't know where do you want to start. You pick where to start and I'll follow with some random tidbits here and there probably.
Right, well, let's go through the divisions as they ended.
Okay.
In the regular season here. So let me pull up. We'll go through the AFC North. A little throwback to episode one where I went through the preview of the season. The AFC North is the Ravens, Browns, Steelers and Bengals, that division. I had the Ravens winning this division, going 13-4 in the regular season. And
well done.
They went 13-4 in the regular season. That is where my success on this. No, I had them going 14-3. I tell a lie. 14-3, I had them going. And if they hadn't already clinched number one seed before they played the Steelers, they probably would have won that 14th game. So I feel good about that one. But the rest of the picks, not as good. I had the Bengals winning 13 games.
They did not win 13 games.
No, they won 9 games.
Yes.
They came last in the division, which shows you how good that division is, especially because they were playing with a backup quarterback. The Browns were playing with backup quarterbacks. The Steelers were playing with backup quarterbacks.
It was the season of backup quarterbacks.
It definitely was. Yeah. So I had the Bengals going 13-4. They went 9-8. Obviously, Joe Burrow had an injury quite early on in the season that ruled him out for the entire season. So obviously their season was kind of a bust there. The Steelers had them in third place going 10-7.
10-7.
They went 10-7. It's great. I have no idea how they managed to do that with Matt Canada for about 12 weeks. But as soon as they got rid of him, they were able to get a 400-yard game in offense, which was something that they never accomplished with Matt Canada as their offensive coordinator, which was very impressive to be employed for so long and be rubbish, which we'll get to other people that were like that. Bye-bye, Kat. And the last team that are in this division are the Browns, who actually came second in this division, winning 11 games. I did not have that for them.
I don't think anybody had that for the Browns, except for maybe Browns supporters.
even then they probably didn't. I actually said I don't think the Browns will win a game in the division, and they went 3-3 in the division. So yeah, Deshaun Watson got injured. Robinson Thompson, the backup, that was very ineffective when he came in.
I've lost track of all the quarterbacks.
In episode one, I said if he comes in and he plays like he plays in the preseason, they probably have a better chance of winning than they have with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, that wasn't the case. But Joe Flacco,
yes,
has come into Cleveland, a place where he terrorized them for years with the Baltimore Ravens, and has taken them to the playoffs. Could they end up playing Baltimore in the playoffs? Could Joe Flacco go back to Baltimore in the playoffs and have some fun? We'll find out. Don't know. AFC East, we have the Bills, Dolphins, Jets and Patriots. This one came down to the Bills and Dolphins at the end of the season.
Yes.
This was the last game of the regular season. Dolphins were banged up. They didn't have Jalen Waddle. They didn't have Raheem Mostert, who led the league in touchdowns this season. They both went 11-6. The Bills won the division. Again, that's not something I thought it was going to happen. I had them going 10-7, I believe, and finishing second.
Did you have the Dolphins first?
I had the Jets first.
You had the Jets first.
I had the Jets first at 14-3 with Aaron Rodgers playing a full season. Aaron Rodgers didn't get through a series of this season.
I don't even think, even if they had Aaron Rodgers, they would still wouldn't have made top. The rest of the team,
I don't know,
was sloppy.
Yeah, but I think if he had played, the defense would have had more opportunities to play better than they did. I mean, there were some games where they just threw it away and it was dreadful. I think it's very hard to compare how a season with Aaron Rodgers would be without him when you have...
But he was there on the sidelines.
Yeah,
but... I mean, he spent the majority of the time, and then we spent pretty much the whole of December going, is he going to come back in for the last few games? And me going, well, that's just pointless, because what happens if he gets injured? And then that's him.
I don't think he was going to come back at all. He just wanted to do it to say that he had done it, and he had beat the medical science. Yeah, I had the Dolphins going 10-7, and I was close. They went 11-6. They made the playoffs as well, which was good. The Patriots 4-13. I think that's around where I had them in the preview. If I'd written down my thoughts,
yes,
when I was writing, like doing the preview, this would be a lot easier. The Patriots, they sucked, just like I presented they would. They were actually worse than,
yes,
I imagined they would be. I'm surprised they actually won 4 games. That's how bad they were.
It was terrible. It was hard to watch as well. Because, I mean, since I've started watching NFL, the Patriots have been pretty much on top for the whole time. Apart from the last, three seasons?
3 seasons, yeah.
They've been slowly slipping, so it's been, and this season it was very hard to watch, and then like every single time it was like, this is a new defeat for Bill Belichick, this is the worst for the team, this is, it's getting worse and worse and worse every time they lost. I was going to say they were a team that got grannied twice, but that was the Panthers.
Yes, because they got a field goal in one of the games, and that's how they ended up. But yeah, the Panthers went back to back.
Yes, at the end of the season,
yes,
by getting nothing. But it was the Panthers, not the Patriots.
NFC West was the Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos, and Chargers. I said the Chiefs would win the division.
And they shouldn't have won.
They really shouldn't have.
And in my opinion, they are definitely not going to make it to the Super Bowl. I don't think they will.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. They struggled mightily.
Nobody's been paying attention to it because everything's about, oh, is Taylor Swift there?
I think people have been paying attention to it. Like, they're lucky to have the 11 wins that they have, but also they could have had 13. So they could have probably had 15 if the people were catching the balls that should be catching the balls. The surprise in this one, two surprises. Broncos. I had the Chargers just missing out on the playoffs by winning 10 games.
Ooh.
They did not win 10 games, they won 5 games. Brandon Staley got fired midway through the season because they lost to the Raiders 63-10-17. It's inconsequential what they scored.
Yeah,
the Raiders scored 63 points against the Chargers. They were 42-0 up at halftime. As Richard Sherman said, he should be fired at halftime. He was fired the next day.
I'm surprised the Raiders even went, are we sure we want a second half?
Well, the reason why the Raiders were able to do so much is because they also fired their head coach, Josh McDaniels, when they were in a very bad way. But they were able to come back with their interim coach, and they went 8-9 on the season, which is very good for a half season. End up 8-9 when you've been rubbish for half of it.
It'll be interesting to see where. Do we know where he's going to end up at the end of the season?
Well,
because obviously they're going. Are they going to wild card?
No, they have not made that. They were 11th in the AFC, so they were eliminated in a week 15, week 16. And the interim head coach is getting a lot of interest across the league from some teams who have fired coaches, but the Raiders star Max Crosby went on to X or Twitter today and said, we need to hire AP to be our coach. So the Raiders players want him to be their coach. So it's very interesting what's going to happen there, because there are other teams within the league. I don't want to spoil what I'm about to say here. So yeah, that's that division. Apart from the Broncos, a very surprising Broncos team this year, who looked good for
some parts.
Apart from week 3. They did not look good in week 3. It's when the Dolphins dropped 70 points on them. They went 8-9 as well. But they benched Russell Wilson for the last two games, because if he got injured, they would owe him a lot of money on the contract. So he had an injury guarantee. So they benched him for the last 2 weeks of the regular season, so they definitely didn't have to pay that. Yeah.
I don't understand. What do you mean they had an injury guarantee?
So in his contract, he had a stipulation that if he got injured, he was still guaranteed money for next season. Oh, they benched him so he wouldn't play, so he wouldn't get injured. So he now has, he doesn't have that guarantee.
So are they thinking of not keeping him then?
That seems to be the situation, yes.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yes. They are probably going to be moving on from Russell Wilson, and we'll see if Russell Wilson ends up. And the last division in the AFC is AFC South, which was
Texans, Jags, Colts and Titans.
Yes, a very, very surprising division here.
Yes.
I had the Jags going 10-7 and winning the division.
I would have had that as well, especially with the way they started the season.
They were almost there. All they had to do was beat the Titans in week 18 and they would have won the division 10-7, but they didn't. They lost to the Titans in what was going to be Mike Vrabel's last game as the Titans head coach, because he is out of there. He has been removed from the head coach position in Tennessee. And that is where they're looking at bringing in the Raiders interim coach. They've asked for an interview. And he is keeping his options open. This is very interesting. The Titans had a disappointing season going 6-11. So it's not surprising that they're moving on.
Yep.
It looks like there's going to be quite a rebuild going on in Tennessee. Derrick Henry looks to be leaving in free agency. Ryan Tannehill's leaving in free agency.
Was Derrick Henry the one that said, "You know where to find me," to the press? Was that Derrick Henry? Somebody didn't do their exit interview. And I want to say it was Derrick Henry. And then there was a big thing about, is he staying or is he going?
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I didn't hear about that. That's interesting. He did have a farewell speech at the end of the game, at the end of week 18, when they beat the Jags. So that's an interesting one. But the surprising teams in here are the Colts and Texans.
Yes.
They both started rookie quarterbacks, both with first-time head coaches. And they were playing for a playoff position on Saturday, just gone, against each other. The Texans were ultimately the winners. They won the division because Tennessee beat the Jags. And the Texans went 10-7 to win the division. CJ Stroud is going to be the offensive rookie of the year because he's played fantastically well. The Colts, 9-8, again, very, very good year. I said if they won 6 games, it was a good season for them because they're rebuilding. They went above and beyond that. The Texans had them winning 3 or 4 games.
Yeah.
So they've
definitely
done a great job. A great job. So they are the 4th seed going into the playoffs. They have a home game against the Browns. What other games do we have? We have the Dolphins at Chiefs and the Steelers at the Bills. That is the 3 wild card games from the AFC.
Okay.
Now, let's move over to the NFC, which is where our teams reside.
Yes.
And we'll start with the West.
So 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, and Cardinals.
Yes. And our number one seed in the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers.
Which you thought was going to happen.
It was a toss-up between the 49ers and the Eagles for me at the start of the season. I thought the Eagles were going to be the better team this season. Not so much.
No, they started to sink very quickly.
But the 49ers had a really good season. They went 12-5. They are the number one seed, so they have home field advantage through the NFC. The Rams, very surprisingly, were able to make the playoffs as well.
Mm-hmm.
They won 10 games. They went 10-7. I didn't get into the NFC in the recap that I was listening to, so I don't know what I've picked here.
I don't think you had much hopes for the Rams.
I don't think I did.
Because last season they did terrible as well, and they didn't really do much with their team.
No. But they've found a fantastic rookie in the 5th round, Puka Nacua.
Yes.
He has broken rookie records, most receptions for a rookie, most receiving yards for a rookie. He's done amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the Rams do and Matthew Stafford does in the playoffs. It's very important I mention Matthew Stafford because of who they're playing.
Why? They play in Detroit.
Yes. The Seahawks and Cardinals are also in this division.
Yep.
The Seahawks almost made the playoffs. They went 9-8. They had to win on the last day of the season, and they were able to do so because the Cardinals missed a field goal with 1 second left. But the Packers won, which meant the Seahawks were eliminated. The Cardinals went 4-13.
I was surprised at that. I don't know.
Before Kyler Murray came back, they had won 3 games.
Wow.
So, Kyler Murray-led Cardinals have only won 1 game this season.
Maybe Kyler Murray might be worried about his job.
They went 0-6 in the division. So they've had a horrible year, really, when you look at it. Especially when you think about what they were like when they had Josh Dobbs. I'm sure it was just the one win. Someone could fact check me. I might be wrong. But I think Josh Dobbs won 3 games with the Cardinals before he got traded to the Vikings.
So you think they're going to try and trade
Mario? No, from what I think of the Cardinals, I think they're going to stick Kyler Murray for another year, at least. Because they're quite happy with the progress. Because he is coming back from an ACL injury, and he has a running quarterback.
Yes.
So he's shown that he's coming back from it, and he's been playing pretty well. The games that they've been in towards the end of the season have been very close as well. As I said, they lost to the Seahawks by a field goal, which they missed. They'd also missed a field goal earlier in that game, so they could have definitely beaten the Seahawks.
So maybe the kicker is what they need to look at.
Well, I think Matt Prater is probably going to be retiring this offseason, because I think the guy's like 700 years old. He's been kicking forever. Like, he was a veteran when we went to London to see the Falcons and Lions. And that was about 10 years ago. And he was considered old then, so I'm surprised.
To be honest, he is only kicking, so it's not like you need to be... I mean, you have to have some peak fitness, but, I mean, you could be doing that as long as you can still kick into the field goal range at a decent distance. You can do it for a long time.
That's why his time might be up, because he's not kicking it into the uprights. That's the words I was going to say net, and I was like, that's the wrong sport. There is a team in here that got rid of their head coach. Or did they get rid of their head coach? What did they do with their head coach?
Who? Oh, no, the Seahawks. Yes, he's gone upstairs.
Yes.
Whatever that means. What does that mean? He's gone upstairs. When that was on the broadcast, whatever it was that had, it was on the TV, and I was listening to it, and it was like, he's gone upstairs. And I'm like, why? What's upstairs? I'm sorry, what's he going to do upstairs? I'm presuming head coach, then what? It's like general manager, then you've got your big dudes who own it. I mean, what's he going upstairs for?
He's going to be an advisor.
Advised what? For what head coach should be replacing him?
So he's going to be advising the head coach of how to be a head coach. But he will not be the head coach. Basically, it's the team saying...
That could end disastrously.
It's the team saying, you're not going to be the head coach, but we're not going to fire you because you still have years on your contract left and we don't want to be paying
so they don't...
2 head coaches. So it's basically, you have an office, but you're not going to be involved. But you're going to be involved.
So they can't be bothered paying them off. That's it.
Yeah, that's like what happened in Tampa Bay when Tom Brady got annoyed with Bruce Arians. And Tom Brady was like, I'm not coming back unless you get him out of here. And then they went, Bruce Arians is special advisor to the new head coach.
So he went upstairs as well then?
He went upstairs as well. And then Tom Brady came back and they lost in the playoffs to the Cowboys. And that was Tom Brady's last ever game in the NFL. Losing...
So therefore it shows that actually going upstairs does not work. Because how much is he still then want to go into be part of this? Because they were saying as well as obviously he fought to keep his job, but he has a great morale with the players.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that if he's still around and like if he's doing at the training camp and all that stuff and putting his 10 pence in and all that jazz... Actually, is that not going to actually hurt more than actually just paying the dude off for whatever's left on his contract and having him go?
Possibly.
Because if anything, he might just do that. He might just stay, put his tuppence in, and get his money, whereas you could pay him off now and that's him gone. And because, I mean, the dude's in his, what, 70s? He might want to just retire, but he might decide, nah, I'm going to stay and stir the pot.
No, I think he'll... I think they'll work out a way for it to work. And it'll depend on who they bring in as the head coach as well.
But then the head coach wants to put his stamp on it. If you've got somebody from upstairs trying to put their stamp still on your stamp, it's not going to work.
Yeah, but if you think about us, they're coming in and they're saying, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask this person for advice on what they would do in a particular situation. That's only going to be the input that they have. They're not going to be... They're just going to be advising the head coach.
We'll see on the...
We'll see what happens. It's a very odd situation. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Let's talk about our division.
No,
let's
not. Be honest... I mean, we won more games than the Commanders, so at least that's something.
It's not surprising, though.
We didn't come last. We came next to last. But still, it's not last. So it was the Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, and Commanders.
So the Commanders went 4-13. Obviously, this is the first year of the new owners for the Commanders.
Mm-hmm. Which has gone terribly.
They've not had the greatest season, but
then again,
they're taking over a team that was
already set in place.
It was horrendously set up. Obviously, they're moving on from Ron Rivera, who was the head coach, which was pretty much, we knew that at the start of the season, unless something miraculous happened, like they went 16-17. Wins and then made the playoffs. I think they would keep him around if that happened. But no, they went 4-13 and he was out the door. They're looking at bringing in a new strategy. So the owners are from the basketball side of things. So they might have a different structure they want to have in the team. And they are looking at bringing in the assistant general manager at San Francisco, whose name escapes me at this point in time. But he might be coming in to be the president of football operations.
That seems like a fancy title for...
Fancy title for general manager, yeah. It feels a lot better than being, oh, I'm the general manager of your local football team. You know, it's like, oh, I'll just pop into the Commanders and get this milk. Oh, there's the general manager. Hi, how are you doing? Oh, there's the president of operations. Oh, fancy. He must be in a suit.
Own the team before the draft, or was it all done after the draft?
It was after the draft.
So do you know if they had any say in the draft?
No, this will be the first.
So then that could be interesting as well, because they might then have... Obviously, they'll get their say... And what they might be also looking for in the draft-wise as well. So.
Well, you bring up a very good point. Because the Commanders have the second overall pick in the draft.
Who's got the first?
The Chicago Bears. Now, you're looking at the record and going...
How the Chicago Bears got... How does that work out? I'm presuming they've traded up for it.
No, they have not traded up for it. No.
Okay, that makes no sense, because I was under the impression the worst team gets first dibs.
Yes, and that is correct. That is what happened. However, last year, a certain team traded with the Bears for the number one overall pick, and that trade included their first pick in this year's draft.
So the Commanders were going to have one and two then?
The Commanders do not have the first overall pick.
Who has the first overall pick?
We'll get to that when we get to that division. You're jumping ahead of the process. So the Commanders have the second overall pick in the draft. other teams have picks in the draft, and we'll get to that. But yeah, they're probably going to be picking a quarterback, I would think, in the draft. Probably the second best quarterback if things pan out the way that we think things are panning out. The Giants are in this division. They're in the NFC East. How did the Giants do?
Next question, please.
This is another one where your quarterback got injured.
Yes. Then you and then we did better with the new dude. I want to keep the new dude. For the life of me, I can't remember. Yes, he did end up getting benched in the end. And I can't remember his name.
Tommy DeVito.
Yes.
The Italian.
He was doing better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and then Tyrod Taylor came in after benching, and he did better than Daniel Jones.
Here's the clue of what I said before, that we shouldn't have kept Daniel Jones. The man did well last season to keep his job. Now, yes, we all do this. We prove ourselves that we can keep our jobs. But then he sunk again because he got his money. He got his money and stunk. So please, pay him off, get rid of him, trade him, whatever. Put him to the practice team. Get rid of him. Get rid of Daniel Jones. He is a terrible, terrible quarterback. I'll take Eli Manning back.
No, you won't.
For the love of God, I will take Manning.
No, you won't. So yeah, you had a nondescript season, to be fair. You 6 games, you won. That's the fact that you won 3 games in the division.
That was surprising.
It's very surprising.
Yes, because one of them was with the Eagles.
Yes, and one of them cost me £4,000. Which I'm still not very happy about. Especially because I said, oh, that's fine, the Eagles can just lose. Ugh. So, week 18, it comes down to the division. Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, Commanders. As you can guess, the Giants beat the Eagles, cost me £4,000. But the Cowboys win the NFC East and are the number 2 seed in the NFC. The Eagles made the playoffs and are the number 5 seed.
They sunk quickly.
The Eagles have had
a terrible end.
They started very, very well.
They did start very well.
Lost to the Jets.
Did they lose to the Jets?
They lost to the Jets the same week that the 49ers lost to the Browns. Or they lost to the Browns the same week the 49ers lost to the Jets. I think it was one of the weeks that were in London. I think it was week 6.
Yes. I've only got the 5th. Yes, 15th of October. Jets 20, Eagles 14.
Yeah. So that was a surprising one. So they won 11 games, but they lost 6. And a lot of that was the back end of the season. For some reason, things just fell apart. They've just not played.
I think they might have thought they felt safe. That they could let loose slightly.
I think
because they had some very high scoring games at the start of the season as well.
They seem to have gone away from their identity of running and getting Jalen Hurts running and being quick. And then they've gone from the hold on to the ball, hold on to the ball, hold on to the ball, get a deep pass, oh wait, you're sacked. We're in 3rd and 18 territory. Why don't we just throw a screen pass here and get 2 yards and punt it? I don't know what's happened to the play calling from the first half of the season to the second half of the season, but it's been very.
Has somebody gone upstairs?
Well, they did change it on the defensive side of the ball, where the defensive coordinator literally went upstairs into the viewing area, and then they had another coach call the plays on the sideline.
Alright.
But the person who was up in the coach's area was still the defensive coordinator by title, but he wasn't involved in the actual gameplay.
To be honest though, the Eagles' defense were still not too bad. Until it was the offense.
Week 18.
Yes.
They just didn't turn up at all.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts dislocated his middle finger on his thrown hand in week 18. You could see it because it was all mangled.
I don't need no.
AJ Brown hurt his knee. He's not practiced this week. Devonta Smith missed the Giants game because he had an ankle injury. So they're pretty banged up as well. Yeah, not great for the Eagles, who are going up against the winners of the NFC South, the worst division in football. But let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys won the division, going 12-5. I believe that's two games better than I had us going. Somehow, even after a loss to the Cardinals, we managed to win the division. Mainly thanks to the Eagles sucking.
I need to stop putting all... No, he's the terrible for me. Yeah. And all of our, like, fantasy things, because I kept on putting too much faith in the Cowboys.
Yes.
I came third out of our winning margins. Third, I was so close. Because I thought the Cowboys were going to win.
Yeah, and then I said, why have you put the Cowboys on? We're not going to win.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I still kept the high scoring game. That's what it was. I changed my mind at the last minute. But I still kept the game high scoring and yous lost it for me because yous did terrible. And I think I only had yous at about 20 points.
Yeah, we didn't get close to that.
No.
That was the Bills game.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But we won the division. We've got a home field advantage, well, at least for this weekend. And next weekend, if we beat the Packers, spoiler alert. So we'll see how that goes.
You never know, you might get a new head coach.
Oh, don't even start that. No. Mike McCarthy has done a tremendous job this year. He deserves to come back for another year, regardless of how the playoffs go. NFC North, Mike McCarthy's old playground, the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
Won the division as I predicted.
I didn't see that coming.
I definitely predicted the Lions winning this division because I also know who I had coming up second, and that did not happen. They came last. So Lions went 12-5. Again, a very good season for the Lions.
Yes.
Jared Goff kind of went off the boil towards the end of the season. But he looks to be coming back. So that's pretty good. And they are playing the Rams. As we said earlier, Matthew Stafford and the Rams go to Detroit to play the Lions and Jared Goff, both quarterbacks who used to play for the other team. Very interesting, that one.
Let's go Lions. Let's go Lions.
Okay, so yeah, the Lions won the division. They were pretty far away the best team in this division. They were in the running for the number one seed until they lost to the Cowboys, which was very, very questionable, with an offensive tackle going to a referee and then reporting to be eligible, and the referee calling a different number as eligible, and then there was a whole drama.
I just thought you ran onto the pitch.
Right.
Like, I got really confused. Like, he presented ineligible, and I'm like, hold on, but if he's on the pitch and there's the right number of dudes, then I'm confused. I know only apparently a certain amount of people can be eligible.
Yeah, so you have to be uncovered and away from the line of scrimmage. So at the tight ends...
So the people who move.
So the tight ends can be eligible because they're at the end of the line of scrimmage, but they're not on the line of scrimmage. They're moved away from it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they're uncovered. But like a guard can't be eligible because he's in between the centre and the tackle.
Okay. I don't see why. Why can't everybody just be...
It would make it a lot more fun.
It'd make it very interesting.
Everyone could catch the ball. Excellent. Here we go. Centre, boom, 2 yards, done. First down. Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know if...
I don't think your centre's still going to...
I don't think they would be.
You still need your beefy dudes to protect your quarterback.
Yeah, but once you've done that, see, this is the thing where you have the offensive linemen that can't go downfield because they're ineligible, so they can't go downfield.
Yeah, why not? Because
then you can pass it. So if you had everyone eligible, they could all go downfield, and then they could just all push each other. Like, you could have a little cup of people, and they just bring the defenders, and they just all push them to the front, to the back, and then the quarterback just runs behind them with this cup of people just pushing everyone down, and then they're like, oh, touchdown. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't happen, though.
It's probably not going to happen. The Eagles would try it.
Yes. I think if any team would try it, it'd be the Eagles.
But yeah, that was quite the controversy. So the week after, they decided
they played the same.
Were going to do the same thing, and he caught his...
He caught the ball.
His catch, and it kept it. So good for them. The Packers went 9-8. Jordan Love's first season, a lot of people compared his stats to Aaron Rodgers in his first season, and pretty identical. Pretty much through 16 games, they were pretty much neck and neck. So the Packers seem to have actually found a combination of quarterback and coach that's worked pretty well, and they're getting their wide receivers back as well. So Christian Watson missed a lot of this season due to injury. So you can imagine once he's back healthy, it'll be a lot better. And obviously they've got a season down. They're in the playoffs, playing the Cowboys on Sunday night. Bit nervous, but we'll see how that goes. And then the two other teams in this division are the London home teams.
Yes.
The Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears.
And I've not seen... No, I've seen the Vikings.
Have you?
Have I seen the Vikings? No, I haven't. I haven't seen any of these teams.
Okay. So I've seen the Vikings. They have a very annoying Viking horn that goes off every time they get a first down.
Are we actually going to get it? Here is, or will we get it in London?
We got it in Wembley, and yeah, it was, I think, mainly because we were so high up and we had driven down that day, and my head was spinning. That's why it hurt.
So it's like they want to be the vuvuzelas.
The vuvuzelas.
The vuvuzelas.
It's not as bad. It's just every time they get a first down, they go, oh. So yeah, that's
something's clicking.
Yeah, we're making weird noises. Okay. So yeah. Oh, we're good. The Vikings. Yeah, so the Vikings lost Kirk Cousins during the season.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson was injured quite a bit. T.J. Hockenson got injured late in the season. They went 7-10. We're looking at 8-9 as a potential for the Vikings. 7-10 without Kirk Cousins. Pretty good. I think Kirk Cousins was showing a lot of promise early in the season. I think he'll be back next season. I don't think they're ready to move on from him yet.
No, he's done some quite good things for the Vikings.
So yeah, I think they've done very well. And then the Bears, the team that hold the number one overall pick, also went 7-10. Which has confused you mightily. Now their pick is not the first overall pick, that is another team. But the Bears are...
I don't know, what do you mean?
Well, we'll get into that. I'm building up. The Bears are holding on to their coach, but they have fired their offensive coordinator, their quarterback's coach, their wide receivers coach, their tight ends coach, their offensive line coach, and their running backs coach. So basically every offensive coach that they have. So
I don't give much hope for the Bears next season.
So they'll have to hire a whole new staff. And the question is, do they keep Justin Fields or do they go Caleb Williams with the number one overall pick? To me, I think if you're keeping your coach, you're saying we're getting another quarterback and we're taking this team in a different direction. That's my thoughts.
Yeah.
I would think if you wanted to keep the quarterback, you would get rid of the coach and the coaching staff and then bring in you. It could surprise us because they've got rid of the offensive coordinators and the offensive coaches that they could want to keep both of them but have a different coaching staff in there. Could be surprising and cool, but I think they'll pick Caleb Williams with the number one overall pick. So yeah, the number one overall pick does belong to the worst team in football from the NFC South, the worst division in football.
Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers. Yeah, you're right. They went 2-15.
That doesn't surprise me. Which, actually, I'm surprised they lost. They won two games.
I think there's one more than I predicted. I didn't have much hope for the Panthers. Frank Reich got fired mid-season because they were terrible. David Tepper's fired 3 head coaches in his tenure as owner of the Panthers, and that's, I think, we're on year 5. Year 5, year 6. David Tepper also threw a beer into the crowd at the Jags game? Jags? Titans game? One of those games. No, it was the Brit. Was it the Brit? No. One of the games where the Panthers got destroyed, the owner of the Panthers threw a beer at the fans in the crowd and he got fined $300,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's not going well in Carolina.
I can see him having to sell that team.
Yeah. He's not, and there's been a whole thing with the new training ground that they were building and then suddenly stopped building because the company that was building it ran out of money. The company that was building it was the owner's company.
That's a bit fishy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very dodgy stuff going on in Carolina. So they're looking for a new head coach, but they're also looking for a new general manager. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think any head coach that goes for this should get a stipulation in their contract that they can't be fired for performance-related issues in 3 years.
Okay.
So, and I think that would be quite good PR for David Tepper as well, because he would be like, look, we've built this into the contract, so we have 3 years to build this program. I'm not going to fire anyone. We're going to build this for the next 3 years to be where we want to be. Gives us that time, you know. I think that would be something that I would want to explore and have that guarantee. Okay, the other teams in this division all had a chance of winning the division with week 18 regarding the playoffs. Only one team made it. Wasn't the Saints, it wasn't the Falcons, it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm just looking at that. So obviously the Bucks and the Saints have the same record of 9-8 yep. And then in the division 4-2.
Yes.
How does the Bucks go first then?
Strength of schedule and common opponents.
Okay.
So
I was just waiting for you to say alphabetical order.
I mean, that would be funny. That would be hilarious. No, so the Bucks 9-8, Saints 9-8, Falcons 7-10. So the Falcons needed to beat the Saints and have the Panthers beat the Bucks. The Saints needed to beat the Falcons and have the Panthers beat the Bucks because of the way that the...
That just seems like a head sore.
Yeah.
Especially for the fact that, obviously, as well, just whilst I'm saying there, the Buccaneers are fourth.
Yes.
But yet the Packers are seventh with the same...
Why is that?
I don't know, because... Oh, no, that's the other division. I'm going, hold on, but the Texans are fourth overall, but... Because
the division winners are seeded.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then it comes the wild card cards.
5, 6, 7, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the Bucks win the division with Baker Mayfield. I had the Panthers going 3-14. I had the Bucks going 1-16. I had no hope for the Bucks. I thought they've got Baker Mayfield. They can't, you know, he's been injured for about a year and a half now. Their offensive line is struggling. They're not going to be able to do much. Well, they proved me wrong.
They did.
I
don't think they'll get far, though. I think they'll go in the next game.
Well, let's get into it.
Okay. I go to my...
Because the Saints are keeping their head coach. Also, actually, before we get into the playoffs, back to the Saints-Falcons. Falcons fired Arthur Smith, who I found out is related to the owner of FedEx. Apparently, the guy that created FedEx is his father. I might have to Wikipedia that or check it on Google. I don't think that's true, but if it is, weird.
That's a weird fact to know, but...
Yeah.
Random.
I'll go look that up just now. So yeah, in the last game of the season, the Saints destroyed the Falcons.
But that's quite easy to do with the Falcons. Because we know how the Falcons are. We go back to the Super Bowl. And they've done it multiple times since then. And I'm presuming they've done it multiple times before that as well. Is that they can pull ahead. They look like they're about to win. And then they screw up. It's like Scotland getting into like nationals. The World Cup or... Actually, not getting into the World Cup because you screw it up at the last minute. And obviously, despite the fact that everybody's like, oh, we're going to Germany this year. You're going to Germany, lose three games. It's like the Falcons.
No, let's not compare Scotland to the Falcons. That's mean to Scotland.
The Falcons, it's mean to the Falcons.
Nothing could be mean to the Falcons. Anyway, back to where it was. I looked it up. Arthur Smith is the son of the founder of FedEx.
He is the son?
Yes.
Is that how FedEx have the contract with the NFL as well?
Well, maybe. You know how these billionaires work.
Employ my son. Here we go.
I mean, he has, to be fair, he has built his way up in the coaching career. So, he has, it's not like he hasn't deserved what he's got. Regardless of how crap he is as a head coach with talent development and using the players that he has to actually play football correctly. I'm surprised they won 7 games. With the talent that they have and the way that he set them up to play, they're lucky to win 7 games. I think the Falcons' job is a very attractive job for a head coach to go into. I think they're only a decent quarterback away.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they've got a lot of weapons. Going to be really good.
They need to change their mentality of staying in the locker room after halftime and just giving the game away.
Well, that's maybe just a trait of the team. But I've gone away from that game. I want to get back to this game. The end of the Saints game. Obviously, the Saints have won this. They're like 30 points up. They get an interception. They run it back. Gets tackled at the 1. The Saints go in. Dennis Allen, Saints head coach, says, go for victory formation, knee it out. They get into the huddle, and Jameis Winston goes, victory formation, or do we want to get this guy a touchdown, Jamal Williams, who they moved to fullback. He led the league in touchdowns last year, then they moved him to fullback this year because of injuries. Why not just use him as a running back? Decisions are weird. But he hadn't had a touchdown all season. So collectively, the team on the field were, let's get him a touchdown. So they're still in victory formation. And instead of kneeing it, they hand it off to him who runs in for the touchdown. And that's great. And then at the end of the game, Arthur Smith, who we know is getting fired, comes over to Dennis Allen. He's like, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. You don't do that. That's bullshit. Dennis Allen's like, hang on a minute.
So that's what that thing was, yeah. Right? Because I didn't know.
And he's like, I didn't ask them to do that. I asked them to knee it out. So he had to come, go on and apologize. And he was like, I'm sorry. I understand. That's not what I called. That's not what we're about.
But then the thing is, though, the game ain't finished to the final whistle.
No, this is very
so technically, this is what thingies me as well, is in the kneeing out. Because it's like a cop out. Like, yeah, okay, I get it. You've got 1 second. Just go for it. It's 1 second. It's not going to change the game. If there's going to be no change, and I mean, if you're the 1 yard line, why not just go for it?
Yeah. This is a fair point. Stop them. And a lot of people are saying if they weren't in victory formation, then, you know, fair play, go for it. But they were in victory formation, and that's a bit, that's annoyed.
Why?
People. Because you're signaling that you're going to.
Did the clock hit zero? No, there was 1 second left.
I know.
You can sit in any, but that's the point. That's why you play these trick. Well, technically, that's the point of trick plays.
And that's what I was saying was when it happened was like they should get that touchdown because the defense almost got that touchdown. They worked really hard to get that touchdown for the defense because they intercepted and took it back to the 1 yard line. Like, just get the score for them. But like, there we go, guys. Thank you very much. You've got that bit as well. And yeah, maybe not line up in victory formation, but then you also think of the Dolphins and the fake spike where they have, they're like, oh, we're going to spike it. And like, oh no, hang on, touchdown, boom, we win. It's, yeah, it's one of these things. If the defender had went in for a pick six, if Honey Badger went in for a pick six, we wouldn't have this conversation.
No, because it would have been zero.
Because they would have scored it, they would have scored the touchdown, and that would be it. The game would be over.
No, we'd have had a punt.
So,
would we not have had a?
No.
Would the game have been over?
Yeah. Well, they probably would have kicked it, and then.
I was going to say there was still 1 second.
Yeah, but.
Which again is pointless, and I think they need to look at the kneeing for the catch rule for next season. Scrap it. You've got to run. So that unless it goes
player
out.
Safety. It's not going to happen. Player safety.
Unless it goes out of the end zone, run. Stop catching it and kneeling. Run. Go for it. It makes for a very interesting game. It also means I get to scream at the TV.
Yeah, you like to
do that. Okay. I do.
So that is pretty much the regular season, but we have not talked about one head coach who has departed his team, who has already been replaced.
That was quick. I'm presuming that they already knew he was leaving then.
Yeah.
To replace him that quickly, you knew he was gone.
Yeah. This feels like the Alex Ferguson situation.
What is this team going to go tanking now for, like, forever?
Hopefully. So, Bill Belichick has left the Patriots.
That's not the coach I thought you were going to talk about.
That is, well, yeah, that he's not been replaced yet. Nick Saban, the Alabama coach, college football, has retired. he is basically the Belichick of college football.
Yes.
He was on Belichick's staff.
Yes.
Once upon a time.
I've seen that.
So yeah, you have a very interesting stat about Nick Saban.
Yes. He's had 44 first round picks and 29 losses, which I think is quite good for a very long career. I can't remember what they said his career was. But yeah, he's had a very long career with only 29 losses. Or I think that's 29 losses as head coaches of Alabama. But that's quite the record, in my opinion.
2007 he started as the head coach of Alabama.
So from 2007, so what's that? We're 13 years? Something like that. No.
16 years.
16 years and 19 losses. That's just like a loss a year. Pretty much. And then you've got your chump change. But that's a loss a year and some chump change. At least. That's a record and a half.
Very, very good. He was also the head coach of the Miami Dolphins between 2005 and 2006. That did not go well.
So then he went to college.
Yeah.
Ah. No, what's my fact about Bill? What was my fact about Bill Belichick then?
That's a good question. What is your fact about Belichick? As I said, Bill Belichick leaving the New England Patriots very much feels like Sir Alex Ferguson. He's picked his successor in a way, who was the linebackers coach, Jaron Mayle, who used to play for the Patriots. I believe from everything that I've heard from media players that used to play in New England, he is 100% the right choice. I think he's got enough to say. Very much like a Dan Campbell in Detroit kind of leadership style. Absolutely think he's going to be fine, but I do think that it's going to be a bit David Moyes at Manchester United after Alex Ferguson, where the results aren't coming as fast as people hoped, and then they go, oh, have we made a wrong decision here? They get rid of him too quickly. And then they spend a decade trying to get different people in who have the same or worse records than David Moyes does. And then David Moyes goes into a different team, or Jerry Mayle goes into a different team at this point, and has good success.
Why, who's David Moyes?
West Ham. They won the Europa Conference League last year. I mean, that's not one of the Premier European competitions, but they still won a European trophy. I mean, that doesn't translate to the NFL because you can't win different trophies, but maybe they win a division. I don't know. But yeah, it very much feels like the Belichick is the NFL's version of Alex Ferguson.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah.
And the Patriots are going to be stuck in some kind of limbo for the next 10 to 15 years.
I hope Rach enjoys coming last every year now.
So yeah, it's now obviously they've got things like the Rooney Rule and things like that. Now that won't make a difference here.
The Rooney Rule.
So for every head coach interview, you have to interview a person in the car, for the job. That's the Rooney Rule. Now obviously, Jaron Mayle is of car, but it doesn't make a difference because they had already put into his contract that he would be the next head coach if they wanted him to do that. And they communicated that to the NFL.
All right.
So that was already agreed that he would be the successor. The last team that did that were the Ravens and a general manager point of view.
Okay.
Where they nominated their next general manager. And then if it went, yeah, that's fine, cool. And then when they done the switch, they were good with it. So even if he was white, it wouldn't make a difference.
Okay.
I
found my fact.
Oh, okay.
So the top head coach of the NFL of all is, I'm probably going to butcher his name, but Don
Shula.
Yeah.
Don Shula.
Don, yes. Shula. Thank you. He has 328 wins. Although this has a different number, this one has Bill Belichick at... This has... See, when this was on Sky, they had Bill Belichick as second with 14 wins, 14 behind Shula. But for this one, has a George Hales?
Hallis. Yes. So it could be without playoff games or with playoff games.
Maybe.
That they were counting it.
But yeah, my thing with Bill Belichick is they were talking about whether or not he'd still stay in the league and whether or not, because he's so close to Shula's record, would he continue on to beat Shula's record? And obviously it's 14 games, but if it goes like this season, Bill Belichick's going to be around for quite a wee while. But I think by then he might be bouncing around teams, if that is the case. But although it's been a bad season, he's had a good run. He's had 6 Super Bowls. Obviously, there's been a lot of things about the fact that it hasn't been the same since Brady, that it has gone downhill since Brady. Sometimes you just have to take your losses and go. Why make it be even worse as an exit? Because it could continue to go downhill and he then gets more fired, because I guarantee the Patriots, they've probably, I don't think it's not been put as forward as a firing, in my opinion. They've not said they've fired him.
No, they're just moving on.
Yes, which seems more of a, right, they're sitting down having a conversation and they're going, yes, we've decided we think was best, we go in a different direction, rather than going, bye, get lost, you're out, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That I guarantee lots of the head coaches have been having this week.
So, from what I was hearing, this decision was made on Monday, and they just spent a couple of days going through what was the best way to do it.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to... The Patriots then also don't want to sound bad in the fact that they're getting rid of Belichick because of his record, because of how well he did for the Patriots. You don't want to seem like the bad guy in all this. They want to keep some sort of humility, if that's the word. But in my opinion, I think Bill Belichick should maybe just retire.
So I think I think something happened between him and Don Shula, and that is why they're not. That's why he wants to break the record. I think it's a personal vendetta that he has.
Alright.
So if you include playoff games, he is second overall, with 333.
So that's the 14 games.
Yeah. But with the just the regular season,
it's a lot more.
It's 26. That is behind.
But even if we just go for the 14.
Yeah.
We do it for all of it. Forget including playoffs, whatever. Obviously not pre-seasons, but
25 years as head coach of the Dolphins.
Any Super Bowls?
They don't show up.
There, hold on, you missed it there. It said Super Bowls. You're going to attempt to try and find it with all another information.
What?
I thought it says two Super Bowls there, up there, 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 right there. Two Super Bowls if you go to that one. So Super Bowl VII, which is 7. And then 7 and 8, A1, Super Bowl 7 and Super Bowl 8.
And
that's right at the start. Was this man at the start of the NFL?
And 1968 NFL Championship game. So this is the
chair squeaky.
This is what would become the NFC. He was the head coach of the Baltimore Colts, who beat the Cleveland Browns.
Who aren't the Cleveland Browns?
Correct. They're now the Baltimore Ravens. Not the Baltimore Colts. Because the Baltimore Colts
are the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow. So yeah, that was 1968. The MVP of that game was a running back. Super Bowl 7, Dolphins beat the Washington
Commanders.
14-7.
Is that a 14-0 season? Wow. Yeah,
the perfect season. The only perfect season in NFL history.
Wow.
The Patriots came closest. I think this is probably what it is. The Patriots came closest, and then Eli Manning decided to win a Super Bowl.
So this is what the beef is for the fact he doesn't have the perfect season.
Possibly.
Because he'll probably have tons of other records, but he doesn't have the perfect season.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a bit petty.
Motivation, though. Gives you the motivation to continue on.
What, to try and get a perfect season?
I don't think that's going to happen, but...
Then you also have to look...
If you can take away his winning all-time record.
This was back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody now is ever going to get a straightforward season. And when he's just passed away. He has passed away only a few years ago.
He was 90.
He lived to a good age then.
Yeah. So yeah, that is the
Bill regular Patrick.
Season and the coaching. So we had the Patriots, Titans, Seahawks, Commanders, Chargers, Raiders, Falcons. Can you think of any other head coaching changes? Obviously,
Giants. Oh, well, yes, Giants.
The Giants, no, but. You have fired defensive coordinators, coaches.
I want to hear we're firing our quarterback.
And your defensive coordinator went into a meeting with the head coach. And the head coach said, we're going to let these people go. And he was like, well, I'm done. I'm out. I'm resigning. Has apparently left, gone down to Florida. No one in the Giants organization can reach him to talk to him, but he's also not filed the paperwork to say that he's actually resigning.
So can he go for interviews?
If the Giants allow him to do that? If his defensive coordinator wants, yes. But if he wants to resign, he has to put the paperwork in to resign, then he can get other jobs. This is very interesting, what's going to happen with the Giants defensive coordinator.
Hmm.
This is very... The off-season is shaping up to be pretty good. But before we get to the off-season, we have the playoffs.
We do.
Let's talk about playoffs. Let's start with your predictions.
My predictions. Are we just going with what they're giving me? Or because I think they just...
Yeah, let's go with what they're giving you.
What they're giving me on the... So this is the Super Bowl challenge through the NFL website. So our first one is Houston v Cleveland. I am gonna pick the Texans. I think the Texans will win against the, and I've just seen who they're going to be playing after that.
Not necessarily.
I'm going to go for Houston.
Okay.
I'm going to go for the Dolphins. I do not feel like the Chiefs deserve to win. Okay. And I want to see them gone. Because again, they've been skating through, and I feel like Nev Diaz, the whole talk, every time you hear about the Kansas City Chiefs, it's about Taylor Swift. I mean, it was all like, what was it, the last game of the season was all because she cancelled her booking for the suite because Kelsey wasn't playing. Well, why would she ain't there for the game, is she? She might stand and cheer, but she ain't there for the game. Come on, people. Let's just move past. It'll be interesting.
Plus, she had the Golden Globes to attend.
But she had booked the suite.
Maybe
she did. What was she going to... Just...
Maybe. If it was an important game, she would have been there.
It'll be interesting in September because she'll be on tour.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how things go, and maybe people might pick up the fact that the Chiefs were slipping last season. So next would be the Steelers versus the Bills. Yeah, the Steelers ain't got no hope in that game, so it is the Bills for that game. Then it is taking me... Oh, then we're taking to the Eagles-Bucks. Ooh. Let's go Eagles. We'll go Eagles.
Okay. Then, where are you going?
Lions. I want to go Lions.
They're going to go Lions over the Rams. Okay.
Do I put faith in you? To be honest...
I don't know. Who do you think is going to win the game? That's the question.
But didn't you... No, it's the 49ers. Cowboys are with the 49ers. Because that was my first loss. Because I picked the Cowboys to win against the 49ers. And that's how I lost my like one of my lives in the picking of the game.
The Survivor.
Okay.
I don't know why you done that. Because you were... I don't think you done that.
I did.
I think it was the 49ers against the Browns.
No.
I think it was.
Was it?
Yes.
Or was it previous? Maybe it was previous year.
You laughed at the Cowboys. Before we played the 49ers, and you said you're going to get absolutely ruined, and then we absolutely got ruined. So you said that the 49ers were going to win that one, so you ruined 49ers. Yeah, so Packers, Cowboys.
Let's go Cowboys.
Okay.
Then we would be on to... So for me, it'd be Dolphins-Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to win that game.
Just like they did in the regular season, where they destroyed them. Okay.
And Texans-Bills. Ooh, that'd be an interesting game to watch. Can we have that game in London? I think, despite the fact the Texans have had a fantastic season, I think that will be the end of the road for the Texans. And they will be eliminated by the Bills. Eagles 49ers. Did we get this game during the season?
We did, yes.
Who won?
The 49ers. Done a win. A convincing win.
What half of the season was it? First half or second half? Because I can't remember.
Second half.
Ooh. Now, if the Eagles reshape themselves up, but then they've got McCaffrey back, don't they? No, it's San Fran. Then it would be Cowboys Lions. Just because I can't have you going. I can see what you're doing. You are, yeah, that's where I for it was. That's where exactly what I thought you were having. Of course. No. Like Scotland. You ain't getting that far. So, I think the lions, the loins?
The lions, the lions.
Loins. The loins. The lions will beat you. Let's go,
Okay,
England.
okay. Wow, that's wow, disgusting. Okay, what else you got?
So this leaves us with the divisional, the conference, conferences?
The conference round,
Yeah, the
yes.
conference round, which would be for me, the Bills versus Ravens. Oh, let's hope both teams have full rosters for that, because any missing holes for any of those teams. Oh, this comes down. If this was this, like this, in what, 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time,
3 weeks
three
time,
weeks'
yeah.
time,
2 weeks time, dependent, yeah.
this will all come down to health of teams, in my opinion. Oh. Oh.
I'm done.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh. I don't know. I don't know who. I don't know. Because again, it will literally come down to health of teams for these.
So if they're both fully healthy, who do you think is the better team?
I don't know. I think this game's gonna have to be, somebody's gonna have to get a leg broken or something, or get knocked out or taken out, or somebody's gonna have to lose somebody. You never know. This game could go overtime.
It could, but it would have to end. So we would get numerous overtimes until the game
Yes, I
ends.
know it has to end. Right. Oh, let's go Ravens. Do you know what, actually? No, I was gonna say let's pick the underdog, and I mean, if the Lions made it to the Super Bowl,
Yep. Yep.
that would be freaking amazing, absolutely freaking amazing, and I'd be up for it. I mean, I have to go to work in the next morning of the Super Bowl, but I am staying up for that game. But no, I don't think they'll be able to beat the 49ers. I don't.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I don't see it.
So you're saying 49ers, Ravens,
Yes.
and the Super Bowl. Are you buying into the Super Bowl logo? A
Oh
conspiracy?
yeah, I've heard about this. No, it's just the way that the teams have gone.
Okay.
Again, to be honest, I was almost close to having the Bills. I mean, I'm still swithering on that Ravens Bills, but if it came down to 49ers Ravens, I think it might be the Ravens that
Now, the
win.
Ravens did beat the 49ers in the regular season
They did.
quite handily as well.
Yes. And they did that. That was a big thing as well. With what, like, 'cause I think that's when the Super Bowl logo thing came out about as
Yeah.
well. They were like, is this a pre-match to the Super Bowl? So yeah. So if it goes like that, so if my prediction, if it happens like that and we get Ravens 49ers, I think it will be the Ravens that will be lifting the trophy. However, I'm now going for the Lions.
You want the Lions to
I
win,
want the
though.
Lions to win.
Fair enough.
I know I haven't put it because I don't think they'd beat San Francisco. But then again, if they were playing the Eagles, they might actually have a chance of beating the Eagles just with the way the Eagles are playing. But I mean, if the Eagles beat San Francisco and don't make it to the Super Bowl, there's something far wrong. And I know how much you'd probably love to see another. I mean, would we be able to have an Eagles? We would. We'd be able to have an Eagles Cowboys game, would we?
In the conference,
In the conference
yes.
game. Oh.
Yes. Right,
It's a good thing
okay.
I work
So
Mondays.
you're doing a 2013 rematch in the Super Bowl, which was in New
Ooh.
Orleans where the power went out. The 49ers were winning that game until the power went out. Then the Ravens came back and won it.
Ooh.
Very interesting.
I did not know that.
We're also going for a hardball double national championship with Michigan winning the college football. The brother, head coach of the Ravens, Michigan head coach.
Alright.
Both hardballs. He's rumoured to be coming into the NFL. Maybe to the Chargers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. I will go through my picks for the playoffs. I have the Browns beating the Texans. I think the Browns' defence is going to be enough to overcome the Texans' offensive weapons and the offensive line injuries that they have. I just don't think they're going to have enough to be able to overcome that. And Joe Flacco in the playoffs is another beast entirely. Unless he melts down, which could happen. But I'm going to go with the Browns over the Texans. I'm going to go with the Chiefs over the Dolphins, mainly due to the injuries. The Dolphins have signed up three legendary Seahawks defensive players this week just because they're so banged up. But the game at Arrowhead is going to be played at like minus 30 degrees. So it's going to be very cold. And apparently Tua is not going to wear any like Under Armour or gloves or anything. He's just going to go out as he normally does with his sleeveless top.
I don't believe that. Like,
that seems a bit weird.
That man's going to freeze.
Yeah. So I'm going to have the Chiefs win this one. I think Pacheco will have quite a good game. And then the last game in the AFC wild card, I've got the Bills going over the Steelers. No TJ Watt. Kind of thingies the Steelers a bit. I don't think Mason Rudolph is good enough to go up against Josh Allen if it's a shootout. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Bills. Over to the NFC for the wild card. We'll start with the Monday night game. Eagles at Tampa Bay. The Eagles should have enough to beat the Bucks. But this Bucks team is spicy.
Spicy.
Yeah, I think the
spicy.
Even if the Eagles are on form, this is a shootout. And the Bucks have proven that they can score points. I think the Bucks take this one. Sunday night football, the Rams, Lions, the Goff Stafford game. Detroit home game, first home playoff game in 30 years. It's going to end in heartbreak at the hands of Matthew Stafford, who played for Detroit for 12 years. It's not going to go well. There's a lot of people that hate Stafford because they left Detroit and he never did anything for them, apparently. He played on some really bad teams and they were a lot that might because of him.
Depend, because with it being a home game then, actually, that might actually give Detroit... Because, I mean, to be honest, that's going to be a packed-out stadium then.
Yes.
That could actually... put them off.
It could.
Because, I mean, can you imagine the boos in that stadium every time he has that ball? Every down. I forgot what the word was. I was about to say every spike. But I'm like, no, that's not the word.
Snap.
Snap, yeah. Thank you.
Some of the fans have even said, if you have a Stafford Lions jersey, please do not wear it on Sunday. We do not need his name anywhere in the stadium. Ooh. So it's going to be a very interesting one. But I've got the Rams winning that one. And then the Packers, Cowboys, it's at AT&T Stadium. I'll go with the Cowboys. We're beating the Packers. It's happening. We're moving on to the AFC Divisional Round. The Browns get the Ravens as a reward for their win against the Texans. They played very hard in the regular season against the Ravens. Joe Flacco, Baltimore. Could very much happen there. I suspect that the Ravens will have enough to overcome the Browns. But that'll be a very interesting game if it does happen. Kansas City, Buffalo. Again, the storylines are writing themselves here. Kansas City, Buffalo. This game will go to overtime and Buffalo will win it. Josh Allen will have his overtime win against Patrick Mahomes. That'll be a huge story. In the NFC Divisional Round, the Rams will play the 49ers. a team that they beat in week 18, albeit with backups. First time that they beat them in the Kyle Shanahan era. It'll still be the only time they've beaten them, because the 49ers are going to beat the Rams, and then the Tampa Bay Bucks will go to Dallas and lose to the Cowboys.
You got two home games?
Yes, because we're the second seed. As long as we win. Then, AFC Conference round. I have the same as you. The Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. But I'm going with the Buffalo Bills to win this one. And in the NFC, the Dallas Cowboys finally overcome the San Francisco 49ers in Levi's Stadium. The Cowboys move on for a 90s Super Bowl rematch against the Buffalo Bills and win the Super Bowl. Dallas Cowboys, world champions.
Let's go, Buffalo!
Oh yeah, that, you'll absolutely be Let's Go Buffalo if that happens.
Let's go, Buffalo!
Even if Buffalo won the Super Bowl against the Cowboys, I wouldn't be upset.
Really?
That much.
Really?
If it was the Ravens we were playing, I wouldn't like it. The Bills, I have a soft spot for the Bills, so I wouldn't mind. As long as the games were good, I wouldn't mind, because it would be their first Super Bowl. We've beaten them 3 times in the Super Bowl already, so, you know, I'm okay with it. But I still think we'll win. So that is the playoffs there. Ravens, Cowboys.
Oh, it was always, you were always going to find your way to have the Cowboys win. No matter what, you could have had any team. The fact that you've made it, because obviously you came first in the division, you were always going to have the Cowboys go for the Super Bowl. You always have the Cowboys go for the Super Bowl.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Who did I say was going to be in the Super Bowl last year?
I don't know.
I said the Bills and the Eagles were going to be in the Super Bowl.
Did you make it to the playoffs?
Yes.
Last season?
Yes.
Was this before or after you were out? I can't remember.
This is before. I said we were going to beat the Bucks and then we were going to lose to the 49ers.
I can't remember. And then, I said
the Eagles were going to beat the 49ers and go to the Super Bowl.
My thing will be how much of the Super Bowl I'll get to, will I watch this year?
Well, you'll not be asleep for most of it.
Maybe. I do have work Monday morning.
But yeah, no, I called the NFC playoffs pretty much as they were last year.
All right then.
And then I got the Super Bowl score spot on the day.
Yes, you did.
So, yeah, there we go. So, Cowboys win the Super Bowl. That's my pick.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, because we watched the division games in the hospital, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yeah. There you go.
It's a blur, okay?
Because I said the Giants would beat the Vikings, then they would lose to the Eagles. The Cowboys would beat the Bucks, and lose to the 49ers, and the Eagles would beat the 49ers. I had it spot on.
Why was that there?
Why were you at the hospital?
Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
Because you were giving birth to our child. Yeah, but that's a question that the Giants fans were asking quite a lot of. Going, what are the playoffs? We've never been here in the last decade.
Oh no, it's because he had to prove himself to keep his job. And that's exactly what he did. Once that name was signed on that contract, he got his money and then he went...
So you're looking forward to next season with Daniel Jones?
No. Get rid of him. I don't care. Pay him off. I will scrape whatever. I will pay Daniel Jones off to get lost. Go away.
Okay.
Go find some other team to play for and be whoopee for them. But go away. You can't play it. You can't. He's just terrible.
Okay.
He is. He's terrible.
Fair enough. Let's end this podcast here. We've got our Super Bowl winners. We've gone through the regular season, what we thought. people that have been fired,
gone upstairs,
been evacuated from the arena,
and just disappeared down to Florida.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week.
I believe so, yes.
To cover off the wildcard games and look at the divisional games and see how we're getting on with our Super Bowl picks.
Ooh.
Until next time, keep an eye on this offensive line.